in Jesus' precious name. Ephesians chapter 5. Tomorrow we'll be acknowledging people who have come from different places. Ephesians chapter 5. And in verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking very quickly tonight on the subject excellence in marriage, as we look at the general subject of reigning and ruling in life, our objective is simple: finding the pathway to excellence in marriage. I am going to trust God to be as sharp as possible and see whether we can have the time to still pray at the end of this teaching. The marriage, the home, is one of the most attacked institutions in our world today. Marriage, family, under attack. For example, I think I gave a statistic some time ago that I read somewhere that over 60% of young prisoners in America were people who came out of broken homes. No father or no mother or single parent upbringing. They ended in jail. We have situations where young people today are afraid of getting married because of terrible marriage examples they had seen. We have situations today where young men and young women are reproducing the failure of their father's house. The man didn't have a good home, so the children are not having good homes. The mother divorced severally, so the daughters are divorcing. We have the perpetuation of negativity that is coming out of homes. We have young men today and young ladies today finding it difficult to get settled. We have a lot of broken hearts. Young men just moving up and down and vice versa. Can I marry you? And then just breaking people's hearts. What is the pathway to excellence? In marriage. I'm going to start with the singles and possibly proceed to the others. Number one, for the singles, a clear vision of desired future is very important. A clear vision of desired
future. Very, very important. God speaking to Abraham said, as far as your eyes can see, Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 15, I will give unto you. If your eyes can see it, I will give to you. Is it clear to you what you want? Very, very important. Number two, clear role modeling and mentoring. Clear role modeling and mentoring. Someone needs to have the picture of the kind of home that he wants his or her home to look like. Judges chapter 7, verse 17. Gideon was saying, look on me and do likewise. Behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. I had three pictures. Kenneth Copeland, T.L. Osborne, and one other. That was a picture ahead of me of what my marriage should look like. Role modeling picture, mentoring picture. Very, very important. Number three is strong vision and passion for the kingdom. Where you confirm that for to you to live is Christ. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. And to die is gain. This is why I'm alive. I'm alive to fulfill the purpose of God for my generation. I am not alive just to look for pleasure for the flesh. Strong vision and passion. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Destinies also perish without vision. Marriages perish without vision. God knows that if some of us missed it in marriage, many destinies will be at stake. If God's servant, Pastor Bishop Oyedepo, had married a different wife, maybe somebody who is completely antagonistic to that vision, and so on, it will be devastating. So when your vision for God and your passion for his work is intact and confirmed, that your life is not lived for yourself, but for the benefit of the kingdom, he will assist you to ensure that the person that will help you accomplish that vision and that passion is connected to your life. Am I communicating so far? No. It's a strong, vibrant relationship with the Maker. Strong, vibrant relationship with the Creator. Genesis chapter 19, verse 27, Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. He got up to that place. A relationship with God that is vibrant in word, that is vibrant in prayer. That relationship with God, vibrant in word, vibrant in prayer, it puts your spirit in a state of health. And the state of your spirit determines every other state of your life. Very important. Vibrant. Not just in church because I need to get married. Or the purpose of coming to church is just to get settled. Vibrant. Very important. Number five. Am I on number five? We're going to number five. All right. Number five is spiritual sensitivity. Spiritual sensitivity and perception. The availability, the possession of spiritual sensitivity and perception. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Being sharp in the spirit to know when you meet the right wife or the right husband. I'm talking to singles now. Sharp in the spirit. And when we trust God for spiritual sensitivity, there will be a lot of signals here and there that will show you. At times you see almost everything appears correct, but there is something that doesn't appear correct, and that thing is a very major thing. Spiritual sensitivity. The maintenance of spiritual sensitivity. Number six, the release of negative past experiences. The release of negative past experiences. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 12. Paul the apostle speaking said, not as though I had already attained. Either we are already perfect, but I follow after. If I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. Forgetting disappointments from the past, betrayals from the past, relationship failures from the past. Until the past is forgotten, the future is not arrested. The past. There are people who take the baggages of the past into present relationship. A man met me some time ago. And he said to me how he had a painful past. Married for about 19 years and lost his wife. And them issues around it and all the things and all the pains. He said, I've entered into another relationship that is going to lead to marriage. He said, I want you to talk to me and I want to talk to you so that I don't carry the baggage of that one into this one. Am I communicating? There are people who carry baggages. They want to look at this man as if he was the other man that jilted them. They are looking at this man with suspicion. As if he's going to behave and misbehave like that guy. And for as long as that remains in their mind, the current one cannot work. Am I communicating at all? There are people who have entered into relationships and even marriage with certain things from their past in their mind, at the back of their minds. It is very, very important that we ask God. Some people are not married in the physical now because in the realm of the spirit they appear to be married. That relationship is not working anymore, but their heart is there. Their mind is there. They are tied to it. And the relationship here that should walk is suffering because that one is still relevant. The release of the past is very, very important. Negative past. Number 7. Absolute surrender to God's perfect will. Absolute surrender. Was that 6 or 7? 6. To God's perfect will. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. To give you an expected end.
Lord, you knew me before I was conceived in mama's womb. Lord, you knew me right from when I was placed in mama's womb. You knew me right from my birth. You knew me throughout childhood. You knew me both in and out. You know me both out and in. Lord, you knew me right from when I was conceived in mama's womb. Lord, you knew me right from when I was placed in mama's womb. You knew me right from my birth. You knew me throughout childhood. You know me both in and out. You know me both out and in. Lord, I remain your baby, for I was formed in your hands. No one knows me like you do. No one knows what I've been through. No one knows the way I feel. No one knows where I have hurt. That is why you taught my life in ways that none else can do. And Lord, I remain your baby, for I was formed in your hand. No one knows me like you do. No one knows what I've been through. No one knows the way I feel. No one knows where I have hurt. That is why. Lord, I remain your baby, for I was formed in your hands. No one knows me like you do. No one knows what I've been through. No one knows the way I feel. No one knows where I have gone. That is why you taught me in ways that none else can do. Lord, I remain young. No one knows me like you. No one knows what I've been through. No one knows the way I feel.
No one knows where I have hurt. That is why you taught my life in ways that none else can do. He knows you in and out. He knows you out and in. He knows you're going out. He knows you're coming in. So he knows who is best for your wife. He knows who is best to be husband. He knows who can tolerate some things others cannot tolerate. Am I communicating at all? He knows who can accommodate some things that nobody else can accommodate. He knows who can understand your language. Who can understand your jokes. Do you understand? The worst thing that can happen to you is to be married to a wife who does not understand your jokes. You cracked a joke, she thought you are insulting her. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Lord, I remain your baby, for I was formed in your hands. Ay, 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 ay.
Lord, I've been true. Now I know the way of a field. Now I know where I have held. But it's what you taught my life. Mahashabadaba. In ways that none else can do.
What light is that? To somebody who can understand your pains, things that you have been through that can be understanding, not somebody who will be angry with you that you were raped. Somebody say, God forbid, and it wasn't your doing, but he's angry today. Something that happened 20 something years ago that he didn't know you then.
Sensitivity to the leading of God. It is possible to give yourself what you think is good for you. But you may get what you want, and later on, you don't want what you got. That was number 7. Number 8. Active work on character. Active work on character. Actively be at work. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 says, a heir as long as he's a child, he does not differ from a servant. Even though he be Lord of all, but he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. This man is the person that is meant to have the inheritance. But the inheritance cannot enter his hands because he is still a child. He behaves so childish. There are some young men that are too childish to marry. There are some young ladies that are too childish to be a wife. Am I communicating at all? They are just too babyish. Listen, somebody can be matured at 18. Another can be childish at 81. So it is not a matter of longevity. It's a matter of responsibility. I have seen 20-something-year-old young men, very mature, 27. I have seen 40-something-year-old immature. When I married my wife, I was not 26 yet. 2 months short of 26. That was when I married. I was already a medical doctor. She was also a medical doctor. Very mature. I would counsel people that are 50 years and older on marriage and other such things by the mercies of God. If you saw my picture then and you see my picture now, there's literally no difference. Am I communicating at all? At that time, there were people 40-something, 50-something. If they spoke, you'll be wondering which brain were they using. So it is important for us to ask God, is there any area where I am demonstrating immaturity? Is there any area of some people, they have quick temper, and with that kind of temper, they can't be married? Either they kill their wife or husband sack them. With that kind of rebelliousness and stubbornness, they can't be married. So God, is there something in me that must be corrected? Something in my life that must be handled before I get married? Show it to me, because character failure can bring delay to destiny.
Don't forget it. Character failure equals destiny delay. Character deficiency equals destiny delay. Even there are some people God can't handle millions into their hands because he knows they will backslide, or he knows they will do this or do that. So he said, remain where you are until you have learned what it takes to be able to handle billions, and it will not change your behavior. Character deficiency will equal destiny delay. Don't forget that. So active work on character as a single person. If you have experienced unusual delay, Lord, is there any area of my life you want me to work on? Open my eyes, show me something. That was point number 8. Active work on character. Number 9, the rejection of negative family or ancestral patterns. The rejection of negative family or ancestral patterns. You made up your mind to reject any negative family or ancestral pattern. As a single, you saw marriages in your family and none is working. That is, you made up your mind first, backed with brutal, aggressive praying. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So, what followed my father cannot follow me. What followed my mother cannot follow me. What followed people in my family cannot follow me. You make up your mind like that first. Then you back it up with revelatory intercession. Am I communicating? You make up your mind like that. When I, as a growing up child, I saw the patterns around me and I rejected it from my heart. What my mother saw, my wife can't see. What I saw as a child, my children will never see. And right now, they can't see. Even in their dream, they can't dream of it. Am I communicating at all? You have to. What you don't reject can remain. If you don't reject it, it has the right to remain. If it is a pattern you have noticed in your father's house, in your lineage, even if you don't reject it, in terms of rejecting it in prayer, at the back of your mind, there is that possibility that what happened to others can happen to you. That how your mother, father, brother has failed, you can fail. Just right in the subconscious. And then it manifests with time. So there must be that rejection, that reaction. It doesn't matter how many marriages failed in your lineage, in my lineage. You make up your mind that if it means you are the only man standing, you remain standing. Somebody say a loud amen. And I declare by the mantle of God on my life, anyone here who has a negative pattern in your family, a negative pattern in your mother's line, in your father's line, in the community where you have come from, they said marriages do not work. I prophesy to you today, in your case, it shall work. It shall work. By this declaration today, it shall work. Take your seat. The rejection of negative family or ancestral patterns. Number 10, the possession of scriptural revelation that guarantees successful marriage. The possession, let me say, the possession of the relevant scriptural revelation. You possess it. We have never added in this church, for better, for worse, in marriage, in putting people to join, say, I follow you for better, for worse, for this, for that. We don't. The only thing we say is through every season and every phase of our lives, we are together. Because the Bible says two are better than one, not better and worse.
communicating. Deuteronomy 29, 29 said the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. All right? Let godly home be revealed to you from scripture. Let quality marriage be revealed to you from the Bible. Let how a home, you see, you can get results in the financial area if you have financial revelation. You can get results in your healing and health area if you have healing and health revelations. You can get results in the area of manifestations of the gift of the Spirit and such things if you have light and insight in that line. In the same manner, any area you have revelation, in that area you have results. You have results. You have possession. If it can be clear to you what God says about the home and how the home can work and how it can be successful, and you look at pattern homes in scripture, then of course it can work. So every single year, just here, Papa Yedeko said he located 7 scriptures before he got married. He just looked and saw 7 scriptures that guaranteed that his home was going to be a hitch-free marriage. And that he started announcing it to everybody. I'm going to have a hitch-free home before he ever got married. Nobody will ever have the courage to sit us down to settle because I saw this in scripture. And he was headed for it, and that was what he got. Somebody say aloud, amen. The possession of relevant scriptural revelation for marital success. Number 9. The rejection. Number 11. The rejection of warning signals. No, that's not. Just hold on. The recognition of warning signals in relationship. The recognition of warning signals in relationship. You know, anybody who will misbehave later will behave now. Something that will show a later misbehavior. Am I communicating? I was trying to look for the scripture where Jesus said, when the sky is dark and lowry, you say so and so. He said you can discern the face of the skies. But why is it that you don't know the times? Was warning the Pharisees. All of us knows when the sky is going to say rain is about to fall. In the same manner, there are telltale signs and signals that while you are in a relationship, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and not the earth. But how is it that you do not discern this time? That was Luke 15:56. Well done, ICT. What are the verse before? When you see the south wind blow, you say there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky. How is it that you do not discern this time? Am I communicating? The lady that will rebel against her husband in time to come will manifest it small now. No matter how much she pretends to be okay, it will manifest in small. Just small pressure. You know, you press the sponge little, the water will come out of it. That is the sponge that was just small. The man that will beat his wife, he will show the sign small now. Am I communicating? Some people look at these things and they say, love is blind. I don't doubt. Love can be blind, but marriage can cure that blindness. Marriage is a healer for blindness. Love is blind. Marriage is an eye opener. Your eye open. Wow. Is that how you are? Is that who you are? I pray for you that the blindness will be healed before you marry. So that you don't end up marrying the wrong person in the name of love. If it's marriage is for one day, then you can try it like that. But you to live with the same person, with the same arrogance, the same pride, the same hot temper, with the same slap tendency for 1 year, 1 month, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, all your life is too risky. It's too risky. Please take your seat. It's too risky. It's too risky. Too risky. I pray that God will open your eyes on time. Open your eyes on time. Not when it is too late. Not when the marriage date has been fixed. On time. On time. On time. I pray that God will expose those signals to you. The signals that will show you who you are dealing with. Take your seat. It was about 7 days to somebody's wedding. I was around that vicinity where I saw the wife to be manifest anger such as I hadn't seen. Wow. This marriage is about to hold in a few days' time. Nobody could pacify that woman. And the marriage went on and held. Hell on it. There are those that the man they wanted to marry already beat them before the wedding day. But the woman said he apologized. Apollo what? Apologize? On your mask, he said, run! Personally, that I don't consider any man to be man enough to take his hand and hit a woman. If you are tired of the woman, hand her to her people. I don't advocate divorce, but nobody gave you their daughter to hit. No. Look for man like you and fight in case you are interested. Also, there are some women. The way they can provoke person, even an angel might find it difficult. You know, if you say one, you say the other. Our people say, if you say one, you say the other. There are some women, the way they can provoke a person, even if it is an angel, he needs the help of God not to react. Say, so look at your mother. It's a woman talking to her, to husband, because I pity you to marry you. Yeah, man, you are not like your mates. And that is the worst you can do to any man. You are not like your mates. Yeah, man, me? I will show you. You will never be found in such a relationship. You will never be found in such a relationship. You will never be found in such a relationship. You will never be found in such a relationship. Say the loudest amen. Is anybody getting anything here tonight? Please see those signals. Once you notice unusual temper, unusual anger, unusual this and that, pause. Go before God. Lord, am I making a mistake? Take a day, 3 day fast, a day's fast. Please talk to me. Show me the way. I thought this is not compulsory. Very, very important. That was number 11. Number 12. Look beyond the container. And look beyond the moment. Look beyond the container and look beyond the moment. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The truth of the matter is, container does not guarantee content. And there is a difference between the moment and the future. You know, when you buy Coke, how much is a bottle of Coke now? 100 naira. They say this bottle of Coke is 100 naira, liquid content only. The price is for the liquid content only. That is why when you drink Coke at the kiosk, you don't go with the bottle. Except maybe it's canned Coke. Liquid content. The most important aspect of everything that we deal with is content. Container is not bad. And I'm not saying that you should marry anybody anyhow. Because it is good to marry someone you can physically appreciate. Because a major purpose of eyes is appreciation. So if eye is appreciating, it's not sinful. It is when the appreciation leads to decomposition or degeneration that it is. Now, look at this. Why I'm saying that is, you marry somebody anyhow, and then in the future, you begin to see people that you think are better than this person physically. It becomes a challenge. All right? But the most important thing is, be very, very, very passionate about what is the content in this person. What is the character content, the behavioral content, the spiritual content? Can I tell you the truth? I said, focus on content, not container. Focus not on the moment, but the future. My wife and I are like that. If I was looking at container, I would not have married her. That is the truth. That is because as at that time, she didn't care for her life. She can wear anything. Jagbalajastic thing. No, she didn't care for her life. There was nothing physical in terms of dress. She was the typical SU girl that would just carry her bag and just... Zero pencil, zero everything. No pencil, no powder, nothing. Nothing. Hair is plaited the Hausa type. The hand plaited type. I'm sorry, I don't want to embarrass you. Just be moving like that. Just be moving like that. Just be moving. And when I prayed and I received the God spoke to me that she is the one. Wow. There were other people around that looked more flashy. Are you ready to hear this? I am aware and she is aware. There were people around that look more flashy. Flashy in every realm. Flashy in how they appeared. Flashy in whether natural complexion or adjusted complexion. Flashy in every realm. I think I should tell you people the truth. But the Lord showed me she is the one. The truth between me and you is, It was after I said, all right, I gave 6 months before I spoke with her. 6 solid months to just verify the condition. It was after we talked that I realized she was fine. I didn't realize it. I didn't see it. So there are some people who don't look to you like they are anything now. Let God just unveil them and you will be shocked. Take your seat. If I was looking at container, I wouldn't have married her. And if she was looking at the moment, she may not have married me. Do you know what I mean? Young man who didn't have a house yet, living in doctor's quarters, doesn't have a car, doesn't have anything, no TV, no video, no video. The small type. Nothing. Just God and fire and passion and vision. And a medical training and a certificate. But she knew that there was something more to this man than what I can see now. She saw that there was a future to this man. And she decided to marry the man. And you can help me ask her whether she regretted. She's suffering positively now for agreeing to marry me at that time. Positive. Somebody say amen. What is the meaning of this to the young man? The one that appears too flashy may not carry the content you need. It may not. So, just struggle for the will of God. And the one for the young lady, the one that may be the man for now, may not be as rich as you are expecting. It may not be as rich as you expect. It may not be as rich as you are expecting. It may not have so much. But I am not saying that a man should marry a woman now and doesn't know where to go. Let the marriage committee just be aware of this. The minimum is that at least there should be a room and a bed. 2 chairs, 1 bed. Minimum. Even if it's a spring mattress. No, it's not squatting. And it's not floating. So that nobody say, oh, they say I should marry even if I don't have anything. Sister, I don't have anything. Will you marry me? Where shall we live? God shall provide. No! It's not possible to be marrying and on the day you are marrying, you don't know where you are going with your wife. That is not what we are talking about. The man is fully loaded. Clear vision, clear direction, clear potential. Has a source of income, a source of livelihood. Gainfully employed, or has a business is doing, or something, and income is coming. Income is coming. It may not be as much as it may be, but it's coming. And the potential is there. That is the kind of man I am advertising. Not, what are you doing? Nothing. You say, well, you are already working now. You have a work, so I think we'll start from there. Is I in the work or the madam? You already have a car. Yeah, you have where you are living. We'll move to your house. Somebody say amen. Have you gotten anything so far? What number are we? That was number 12. Look beyond the container and look beyond the moment. Let God guide you. Can you take it from number one? Let's go through it very quickly. Because I have word for the married. A clear vision. You want excellence, you need a clear vision of your desired future. Number two, clear role modeling and mentoring. Number three, strong vision and passion for the kingdom. Be working for God so that God will be the one to help you find who will assist you do his work. A strong, vibrant relationship with the Creator. Spiritual sensitivity and perception so you don't walk into the wrong person. The release of negative past experiences. Absolute surrender to God's perfect will.
active work on character. The rejection of negative family and ancestral pattern. What my mother, father saw, I can't say. The possession of relevant scriptural revelation for marital success. The recognition of warning signals in relationship. And number 12, looking beyond the container and looking beyond the moment. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Let's go to the married very quickly. I'm going to pray at this end. Number one, for married people, what do you do in order to have a home that works? Number one, live both in the fear of God and love of God. You live both in the fear of God and love of God. Our scripture is the text we just read in Ephesians 5:25 all the way to verse 30. You live in the fear of God and you live in the love of God. This is what I believe. Nobody who fears God and loves God can be a bad husband. Nobody. Nobody who fears God and loves God can be a bad wife. Nobody. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself. The closer we get to God, the more loving we become. You can't fear God and hit your wife. You can't fear God and watch her cry. You can't fear God and love God and be rude to your husband and watch him frustrated. No. Live both in the fear of God and the love of God. Number two, live in genuine love and sincerity. With genuine love and sincerity towards your partner. Genuine love. Where it can be said, this woman loves her husband and this man loves his wife. And how many of you know in scripture that the commandment to love is majorly for the man? You will never see wife love your husband. Please reference the scripture that I've been quoting still, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, all the way to verse 30. Because love is natural for women. Women love naturally. They love children, their children, they love husband, they love parents, they love God. You know, during most worship times, you see a lot of women shedding tears. You see some men standing like stone, even wondering who is beating the woman. They love God passionately. They can also love the devil passionately. That is why you have witches, which is a female witchcraft person. We deal more with witches than with, you know, witches and wizards, but more witches. When you talk about agents from the marine kingdom, mostly women, men are there too. Am I communicating at all? Most of the crisis we have is how a woman snatched somebody's husband. Very few where man snatched somebody's wife. All of you pastoring, when was the last time somebody came and said, somebody snatched my wife? It may be there, but it's rare. But as for women, they're reputatious. So they can be perfect instruments in the hands of God, perfect in the hands of the devil. But the commandment to love lies heavily with the man. Love sincerely. Let your wife feel your love. Let your husband, let them feel your love. Number three, live in genuine, vibrant spirituality. Genuine, vibrant spirituality. Be genuinely spiritual. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Marital harmony will follow if spirituality is in place. Vibrantness. It is when your prayer life begins to go down and your study of the word begins to go down that distractions begin to come. Compromise becomes easy. And before you know it, your wife and your children and your family become secondary. Genuinely. Vibrant. Keeping your spiritual life on fire. You know, many times I come from my prayer place and I spread my hand, hugging my wife and so on. And she will tell me, please go back there. I like you like this. Just go back there. Just go and pray more so you can come and give more hugs. Am I communicating? I mean, it's not possible to be genuinely spiritual. Spiritual intensity will provoke marital dignity and harmony. The correct spirituality. Not the one that the man is fasting for 21 days and the wife comes and says, honey, when are you eating? He says, Satan, pack your load and go. It's not that time. I've told you before that there are times when I'm praying for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. My wife walks in. At times she sees my countenance and she goes back. At times she comes and I feel like, come. I'll give her a hug. And said, later. That means we'll talk later. You say, why are you doing that in the midst of prayer? I'm aware that God is aware that I am married. The prayer did not spoil. It didn't spoil. It continued for another 2 hours. There are some people, it is their spirituality that spoiled their home. That is negative spirituality. The way they are taking the matter is making the wife and children to hate God. It's spirituality without mentality. If that is how it is to serve God and you don't care for anybody and you are just on your own and you are just to yourself, then there is no need to serve God. Then God must be wicked to take our father and our husband from us like this. That's not the kind of spirituality I'm talking about. I'm talking about genuine, vibrant spirituality that is backed up with mentality. That is very important. Number 4, associate with those who have positive family values. Iron sharpeneth iron. Proverbs 27:17. So does a man sharpen the countenance of his friends. Associate with those who have positive family values. If you are a man and your friend is one who has divorced his wife once, twice, thrice, very soon you may know the technologies of divorce. If you are working with a woman or you are a lady and your friend is someone who doesn't value her husband or puts her husband under pressure, then your home is going to have a problem. Associate with those who have positive family values. When a man comes to me and he said, I want to submit to the unction of this commission, first question is, where is your wife? How is your wife? When a man comes and he comes and I see them with him and his wife together, my value of him increases. Am I communicating at all? I see my father in the Lord and his wife. I see his God's servant, Pastor Adeboye, and his wife almost everywhere. You know, you just see that and you mix with people like that. But not those who don't value what you don't value. Our people say that what you don't eat, you don't serve others. Well, in some places they can serve, but do you understand what I'm saying? Associate like that. If anybody is talking down on his wife or talking down on husband or despising family setting, please be careful. I connect you with erosion of family values. Number 5, be under spiritual accountability. Spiritual accountability. Spiritual accountability. Let somebody be able to hold you responsible for the way you are living your life as a married person. Spiritual accountability. And that is being under spiritual authority. The authority of God, the authority of man. Am I communicating at all? By the mercies of God. From the things I know in scripture. And from the way I've lived my life and we are living. Nobody will one day sit us down, myself and my wife. To say, oh, what happened? Why are you quarreling? Nobody. But even if such possibility were to exist, the question is, what will my father in the Lord say? There are those who can easily kick their wife and sack their wife and say, oh, be on your way. Because maybe nobody is to call them to order. What am I hearing about you and your wife? What am I hearing? What's happening? When there is such a voice that can say, what am I hearing? What is happening? Then you know that you cannot behave anyhow. Accountability impacts integrity. Accountability assists integrity. And in case you say, I don't have anybody directly that is over me, if you are under a pastoral coverage, you can ask yourself the question, if my spiritual father is to hear about my action towards my family and wife, what will he say? If I am to stand in front of him to account for myself, now what will he say? Very, very important. Be under spiritual accountability. We have a lot of recklessness that is going on around the world today in the terms of the home. Every flimsy thing, somebody has sacked the husband or sacked the wife. You know? Because accountability is zero. That is number 5. Number 6, be watchful. Be watchful. Be watchful. What am I talking about? The Bible said to us, Jesus speaking to his disciples, Matthew chapter 28, verse 41, 26, 41. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. And he that thinketh he standeth, take heed that he, in case he falls. Look at your neighbor, say, be watchful. All right, be watchful. Why I say you should be watchful is because for many reasons. If the home is a good home, the devil will rise. Every good home is a threat to enemy agenda. The devil wants people to believe that it is not possible for a home to be good. He wants to have what to say concerning the home. He wants to support the let the homosexuals, men marry men, women marry women. And if you don't want to marry, you don't need nothing to marry. Home doesn't work. The normal family doesn't work. So when you have a home that is working, the enemy will like to go to work. Am I communicating? Please, pastors and everybody, hear what I'm saying clearly. What will he do? He might suddenly make you to start finding fault in a wife that you were not finding fault with before. He may suddenly make you to start finding fault in a husband that you were not finding fault before. He may suddenly send the serpent to start whispering into your ears things about your husband or wife. Or begin to tell you, this is what my own husband does for me. Does my husband do this for you? And those kind of things. And whisper things into your ears. All in an attempt to crack the home and break the home. He might show you a dream in the night that is from the pit of hell. Showing you that your husband is doing something outside or your wife is doing something outside that is from the pit of hell. Whereas they did nothing. That's why the Bible says, watch and pray. And he that thinketh he standeth should take heed, lest he falls. He may make you to become overly friendly with somebody of the opposite gender. A friendship that may lead to something else. And you are not watchful. And you were sincere and innocent from your heart. But before you know it, it leads to something else. And before you know it, the home is under a crack. Anything that pulls you away from your wife destroys the home. I wanted to say it in another way, but I'll say it again. Am I communicating that? So watch. Don't say, oh, everything is rosy, we are doing fine. No. Watch. Be prayerful. Commit your husband into the hands of the Lord. Commit your wife into the hands of the Lord. Commit the home into the hands of the Lord. Because the destiny of your home is resting on your prayer and your watchfulness. Watch and pray. For your information, there are some people eyeing your husband and there are those eyeing your wife. Am I communicating? It is true. I once met a young man who had anointing from the pit of hell. Yes, he was an agent, a man. Needed help and needed prayer. You know how women, they say women are agents looking for men to fall. He was an agent from the pit of hell, and his specialty was married women. Just to be breaking and breaking the homes. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Be watchful. Number 7. Be friends of each other. Let your wife find in you a friend. And let your husband find in you a friend. There are many people look for friendship outside because the friendship at home is lacking. Somebody say amen. Let me tell you, men, anytime you come to the point in your life where there is a woman that is closer to you than your wife, problem has started. And anytime you come to the point in your life where there is a man closer to you than your husband, problem has started. Nobody is saying anything. Am I saying what is not? I'm not meant to be saying. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You must be the friend of your wife. You must be able to be laughing and be cracking jokes. The other day, my wife and I, after when we traveled for this program, our children were with us. And we're just on the couch, just talking and gisting. And just discussing some things about the program and other things. I was just sitting on the couch together. And one of them walked in and saw us sitting. Or two of them just walked and said, oh, wow, this is cool. This looks very cool. That is, in a normal, friendly, you know, in the village, man and wife are not friends. He's in the front, madam is behind coming. Angelina, are you coming? He's walking very fast, she's in front. Mark Ego. He's just far behind. And the woman is coming at the back with a baby on the back, with bag in the hand. He said, it's okay. They come. Very rare before a village man would tell his wife, I love you. Why? What is the meaning of I love you? That's what happened. Love you for what purpose? I love her, and that's why I marry her. Take your seat. Am I communicating at all? I am talking of friends where you say something, your wife is laughing. She says something, you are laughing. I am talking of friendship where you are just amicable with each other. This morning I was in my study room. She was in her study room. Before I came out, she was texting me and I'm replying her text, and she's texting me maybe like 15 or 20 text messages. She texts me, I reply. I text her, she reply. So I stood up from where I was and I went to her study room. Say, what kind of abnormality is this? Why are we in the house and texting each other? (Laughter)
are we in there? The easiest thing is for you to come and meet me where I am and then tell me what you are testing or I meet you. What kind of abnormality is this? Test me. In fact, even they taught me how to. Serious Jesus was going on. Test me. At a point, I said, please let me leave you to prepare for the evening service. I said, okay, it is well. He said, test again. You understand what I'm saying? That is normal. That is, life is too short to live in tension. Take your seat. We have one life to live. Make sure you enjoy it. Madam, if a guy is trying to be friends with you, respond. Respond. Don't say, what are you looking for? Maybe he has a motive. Even if he was not like that before, he can change. Am I communicating? Respond. And vice versa. If your wife is looking for your attention, respond. Make the climate around you to be light. Don't build in tension. Your potentials will come out like that. Find common grounds. And when I say life is too short, I'm talking about 90 years, 80 years, 100 years. That's the shortness. Because they say a child, a man who dies at 100 will be called a child. Somebody say a loud amen. When a preaching like that was, like this was done, and they say, all the men, carry your phone and text your wife and tell them, I love you. And they carried the phone and texted their wife. One woman saw the text and said, has this man drunk again? Well, he drinks here, so that cannot be. Another one looked at the text. He texted the man back. Tell me who you really wanted to send this text to. Because love me like us. Since when did you say that? It was somebody else we were trying to text. Another one said, you want to borrow money again. How much do you want? That is a shame. I'm such a man. So if somebody was not behaving like you thought before and starts behaving, respond. Be the friends of each other. Number eight. Will you pardon me to finish it up? Number eight now. Be trustworthy. Be trustworthy. Be trustworthy. A man that should have friends should show himself friendly. Be trustworthy. What do I mean by that? Be a husband that a wife can trust. And be a wife that a husband can trust. What do I mean by that? You see, if your husband doubts you, the relationship will have crisis. What does it mean your husband doubts you? He shares things, secret things of his life with you. You share it with other people. Things is hearing what him and you discuss from the mouth of others. Your family people are using things he told you against him. And he's wondering, how did this happen? Or he sees that you are closer to other people than him. Or you have a phone that she cannot touch. Or he cannot touch. Or you disappear somewhere to make some calls. Hello? I'm coming. I'll call later, okay? And then everything about you is suspicious. That marriage is headed for a crash. Let me tell you, if you do it well, there is no other person that is like your wife. And there is no other person that is like your husband. If you do it well. If we do it well. Number 9. Be repentant. Be repentant means don't be too big to say sorry. In fact, be quick to say sorry. And both the man and the wife can say sorry. There is nothing that says, you know, most women don't have the problem to say sorry except the very rebellious wives. Be repentant. Be repentant. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 34 verse 18, it said the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. People whose spirits are tender. God can easily save them. Be repentant when you are found wrong. Be able to say, I am sorry. It will lubricate your relationship. And when you say one, you say the other. Number 10, be forgiving. Be forgiving. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I think that will be Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, 12, 13, thereabout. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Be forgiven. When we say be repentant, it means when somebody say, I am sorry, accept the apology. And don't keep on repeating what people have repented of. There are people who will remind you of what you did 30 years ago. He said, if I'm not mistaken, this thing you are doing against me now, you did it in the year of 2006. It was April 13th, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They will remind you right to the date you did it again. And 5 years before that time, it was 2001. November 11. That one was 6:35 a.m. That's right. He said his birthday. I'm standing and talking about November 11, and that is his birthday. Receive a gift for God to identify your date right in front of you. I said November 11 in his front. He said, that is my birthday. Right. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And they will be repeating it. Please, there is no need for that. You don't walk into the future going backward. Say it the other way. You don't walk backward into the future. If you must go into the future, you walk forward. If somebody has said, I'm sorry, believe it. The Bible says, love believeth all things. Believe that your wife is sorry. Believe that your husband is sorry. Don't keep on repeating the things. Somebody say, a loud amen. A louder amen. The loud must amen. Anybody getting anything at all? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Be forgiving. Number 11. Be considerate. Be considerate. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. anything you want, do it for the other person. There are young people here today, but what I'm about to say, I pray that the Lord will cover your mind with the blood of Jesus. So that it is not misinterpreted. One of the worst crises that happens in marriage happens regarding the intimate relationship between a man and his wife. The marital problem centers on three areas. Issue of money, issue of marital relationship, that is, the relationship of the man and his wife, the one that brings forth children. And then the third one is power. Who is in charge? Who is superior? Who is the head? I am not being respected. My wife doesn't respect me. She doesn't submit. And then the other one is money. He's not giving me enough money. So I'm taking care of myself. I buy all my clothes. He doesn't take care of my people. And then the other one is the issue of the bed. Am I communicating? But in all these things, if a man will be considerate, and for most times the men are not considerate. Most times, concerning the one of the bed, the man gets what he wants and doesn't care what the other person gets. I know that if there is a woman who says, that's right, or amen, other people around you may think you are carnal. So I understand. I talked with a repented lesbian. And I said to her, I said, it is a mystery to me why women will do things with each other. What is the motivation apart from the devil? Well, she said, well, it's demonic. It's truly demonic and it is true. But also, she said, women know each other's bodies. And then she said the third one that touched me. She said, the woman knows the frustration of no satisfaction in marital relationship. So she takes her time to ensure that the other person gets any satisfaction. She's not in a hurry for herself. You see, that is their drive. Eh? It's evil. It's evil. I mean, I'm talking of a repentant person. It's evil. That is the devil gave them the alternative. When it comes to marital relationship, the man and the woman have two different physiologies. The man is a light bulb. The woman is a pressing iron. When you turn on the light bulb, it comes on the spot. When you turn on the iron, it takes time to get hot. By the time the man is through with whatever he wanted, that was when the madam wanted to start. You know, the reason why there is so much problem in families and homes is because there are things we shy away talking about. And the people remain in frustration. They just remain in frustration. Okay, praise the Lord, oh single, single. And he sees the man dancing, he's eyeing the man. Got you. You are the source of my frustration. You are the source of my frustration. You are the major source of my frustration. And don't ever forget that these things that are physical, they are as important to life as food. Very. No man was born with knowing everything, but as you journey through life, you learn. Look at the scripture. Let's look at one scripture and I'll go forward. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, he said, now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. And likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife has not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt your incontinency. See, apart from fasting and prayer, ensure that you are together as much as you can be, if possible. But he says, the woman does not have right to say, I don't have time for you. Neither the man. The woman have no power of her own body but the husband, and the husband has no power of his own body but the wife. What does it mean? Both of them have equal right to the matter. It is not only... There are too many young people here. I'm shy. Too many single here. They think that it's only the man that can arrive and say, I'm looking for something. He said the woman also has the right. The woman is also a stakeholder in the matter. Madam, or that can say, I need you. And madam can say, I need you. Am I communicating? And if the man expects the woman to achieve him, fulfill his vision in this matter, then the man too should assist the woman fulfill her vision in this matter. Well, we'll talk more when we meet at marriage couples. Because the thing has vision. Let me read one translation for you. He said, the Living Bible. Now, about the questions you asked in your last letter, my answer is that you do not marry, it is good, but usually it is best to be married, each man having his own wife and each woman having her own husband, because otherwise you might fall back into sin. The man should give his wife all that is her right as a married woman, so the woman has right. And the wife should do the same for her husband. For a girl who marries no longer has full right to her own body, for her husband then has his rights to it too. And in the same way, the husband is no longer has full right to his own body, for it belongs also to his wife. So do not refuse these rights to each other. The only exception to this rule will be the agreement of both husband and wife to refrain from the rights of marriage for a limited time, so that they can give themselves more completely to prayer. Afterwards, they should come together again, so that Satan won't be able to tempt them because of their lack of self-control. Does that mean anything to anybody? Ola, 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 ola. It is Bible I'm preaching from. If I open another book, don't hear it. Message Bible. Now, getting down to the questions you asked in your last letter to me. First, it is a good thing to have sexual relations, certainly, but only within a certain context. It is good for a man to have a wife and for a woman to have a husband. Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them and to provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual life in a world of sexual disorder. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality. The husband seeking to satisfy his wife, and the wife seeking to satisfy her husband. Our challenge is that only one person is looking for satisfaction. Marriage is not a place to stand up for your rights. Marriage is a decision to serve the other, whether in bed or out. Read it again. Abstaining from sex is permissible for a period of time if you both agree to it, and if it's for the purposes of prayer and fasting, but only for such times. Then come back again. Satan has an ingenious way of tempting us when we least expect it. That passage, Oga, when you go home, read it well. And wife too. So you have it. So you can imagine where, oh, how many of us, how many married people will be glad for us to have a marriage conference that will center on this matter where people can ask questions freely and so on. Right. We'll work it out. Because I have many things to say. But I am limited by the youthfulness of the faces I see. And I don't want anybody to start thinking of what they shouldn't think about, at least for the next 10 to 15, 20 years. Praise the Lord. But it is not a compliment for a man to have a frustrated wife as far as this matter is concerned. And it is not a compliment for the wife to have a frustrated husband as far as this issue is concerned. It's not a compliment. It is not the Bible says it's a place to serve one another. The greatest compliment that a person can pay is to, even if you did not achieve whatever you wanted and you were able to assist the other, that is the greatest compliment. Be considerate. Somebody say be considerate. Number 12. How many of you know that despite all we have been talking, we have not lost our spirituality yet? Be considerate. Number 12, be interested. Be interested. There is a law. A relationship law that says to be interesting, you must be interested. You cannot be an interesting person until you are interested in the life of another. Be interested in the welfare of your husband. Be interested in the welfare of your wife. We already read that a man that will have friends should show himself friendly. Be interested. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that's ticket closer than a brother. Be interested. How are you, honey? How was office today? How was work today? Did anybody harass you? How about that your boss you talked about you have a challenge with? Honey, you are not looking as sharp and smart as you used to look. Did anybody look for your trouble? You are talking to your wife. You are looking sad and depressed. Any problem? Is there something I can handle? Maybe she heard the news from the village. Just be interested. We are talking about excellence, the journey of excellence. Be interested. At times, you may not have an immediate answer, but you must have an immediate listening ear. Be interested in your partner. Number 13, be relevant. Don't be outdated. Be relevant. Romans 12:1, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be relevant. Be relevant. Be relevant. Don't be outdated. Be updated in your look and in everything. Am I communicating? There are some women that by the time they reach you, when they go to the office, they have all their fully dressed up with their shoes like that and just moving psychedelically in front of their boss in the office. God say, how? He said, morning, sir. Sir, can you bring me that file? Yes, sir. Walking like that. Like my mother used to say, with a face highly polished. You know? And then all the shadows and everything and all that. And then they are just moving like that. And then, by the time they reach home. Now, this is how they have appeared before their boss in the office. By the time they reach home and they hit the bedroom, they pull off all this cloth and wear a sack, a shapeless like sack, like rice sack or something. Just wear it, figure zero. All right? Carry a shower cap and put it on the head, and then present themselves before their husband, and the husband is saying, what did I do to behold this kind of corruption? Why am I subjected to this kind of frustration? What did I do to suffer this corruption? And thou shalt not see, suffer thy holy one to see corruption. You know, it's not a laughing matter. Just moving about. One day I told my wife, if I catch you in that dress again, I will either burn it or bury it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Some of these Jezebels are wearing what they should be wearing in the bathroom on the road. Married women are wearing what they shouldn't be wearing at all in the bedroom. You remember that? Is it a t-shirt or something? It's shapeless. One side is longer than the other, and it's just hanging like hanger. You know? I said, I can either burn it or bury it if I catch it. And if you are not careful, I disappear it. You will look for it, you can't find it. It missed. But I know who carried it. Am I communicating at all? Remain relevant. Remain relevant. Remain relevant. What makes you think that you present your worst to your husband and your best to your boss? And the same husband leaves the house now and goes to the office, is meeting colleagues, meeting secretary and others who are fully, sharply dressed and smart and everything. And he returns back home to meet you like that. What, in what way did he offend you? Give him cola eye. Cola for eye. Move about him. Dangle yourself like carrot. Today is sweet. And madam, you can pass on purpose as if you are looking for something, but you know what you are looking for. Just pass on purpose in his front. And just be dangling about. Am I communicating? Remain relevant. Remain. You can be 60 years and still be relevant. You can be 55 years and still be. Just remain relevant. That he married you does not mean he became blind. He has eyes and he's still seeing around. Amen. What I'm saying is very funny, but does it mean anything to anybody? I am talking of what we should do to avoid a crisis and intractable challenges. Madam, I saw one woman the other day, and it's a few years now. And he said that Jezebel was trying to take her. I said, look at yourself. Very beautiful woman. You remember? Fine looking, tall, elegant. I said, what does Jezebel have that you don't have? I said, why didn't you play your role well? Me and mommy sat her down and said, tomorrow morning, while he's sitting before he goes, wear short knicker. What? Bomb shot. Just wear it, passing his front. Ha 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 ha
fact, by the time we finished the counsel, he said, thank you, sir, I know what to do. So she went home and just... He said, by the time she was dangling up, and the man followed immediately. Let me not tell the rest of the story. Because the man didn't go to work that day. Amen. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Ay, 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 ay. Ola, ola. Fire on the mountain. Oh. Mm. Be relevant. Look at your neighbor. Say, be relevant. Now, I didn't say you should wear short knicker outside the house. Oh. This one is bedroom and between you and your husband. Number 14, remember where you have come from. Man, woman, remember where you and your husband came from. Just remember. Just remember. He said, look to the pit from whence you are hewing. Look unto Abraham, your father. That is, don't forget when you and Madame were soaking Gary. Don't forget when you were frying a goosey to eat without ingredient. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit from whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bear you. Look, just remember that this man that you were nothing before this girl married you. Just remember that all those who are dangling around you now, if they met you where your wife met you, they wouldn't have neared you. They wouldn't near you. They wouldn't near you for what? They are only celebrating you now because they saw you have a car. They see you have a big house and you are good looking. At that time, you are not looking anything. Just remember where you are coming from. How you suffered together, you labored together, you built together. Just remember it. And if you can remember where you are coming from, you can reach where you are going to. Just remember it. Just remember it. Just remember that this girl labored with you. You suffered together. You grew together. Just remember that this your wife respected you when nobody could have respected you. Just remember where you are coming from. Remember where you are coming from. Remember where you are coming from. And finally, be mindful of the future of your children. Be mindful of the future of your children. Be mindful of the future of your children. The Bible said in Malachi chapter 2, verse 14, yet you say, wherefore? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. And did not he make one? Yet has he the residue of the spirit. And wherefore one? That he might seek a godly seed. Why did God make you and your wife and one? So that he will look for godly seed from you. What are we saying? Be mindful of the future of your children. Your son is looking at you, father, to see the model of a father and the model of a husband. How you operate and function can affect, what do I call it? Affect his masculinity and paternity. How much of a man he is and how much of a father he can become later. He's watching it from you. Your daughters,
are looking at the pattern of a home and what they can become. There are some young girls who are afraid of getting married today because of what their mother suffered, the kind of terrible home they came from. For the sake of the future of your children, make your home work. Wife, irrespective of your personal grievance, just calm your head down and make your home to work for the purpose of your children. I asked questions some time ago and I said, if you are a man, will you like your children to marry your type of man? If you are a wife beater, you will definitely not want your daughter to marry your type because you don't want anybody to beat your daughter, but you beat another person's daughter. If you are a wife, will you like your son to marry your type? No, you will not like your son to marry your type because you are antagonizing your mother-in-law and you don't want your wife's son to antagonize you. You are stubborn against your husband and you don't want anybody to give your own son headache the way you are giving their father headache. Do you understand? Your success in marriage is confirmed if you can be sure that your children can marry your type, that you are quality enough for your type to be married, and you wouldn't have a fear for their home. If they marry your type, you don't have a fear. That is when you can confirm yourself successful. Please permit me to stop here tonight. Tomorrow, we shall continue. Did you receive anything? Can you give me only 10 minutes for prayer? Please, I don't want anybody to walk out. You know, this place is very small. And when people walk out the distance, it distracts. So ushers, please, just give me 10 minutes and we shall be through. And for every single here due for marriage, your time has come. And no devil shall stop you. Stand on your feet and lift your hands and give him the praise. Stand on your feet, lift your hands, give him the praise. Give him the honor, give him the adoration. Give him the worship, supremacy, dominion, rule. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Ancient El Shaddai, Ancient of Days, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, we love you. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Le parata sata lata parata kasaka la barabara bara hashta. Le perete kesiko ko barabara yala la hashta la la hashta. Le perete keseke palana mama yala la hashta. Le parata kasaka la baya baya bara la hashta. La parada bala baya bala bahaya la hashta la la hashta. La barabara bala baya la baya la hashta la la hashta. La parabada baya la baya la hashta la la hashta. Rapapata kasakata kalabaya la la hashta. La parapata kasaka la barabara baya baya la hashta. Rapapakata kasaka la baya la baya la hashta. Rata kasaka la baya la hashta la la hashta. Meste fete setelina magaya la hashta. Lift your voice and give him the praise. 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 Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Le parana kasodi balara hashta. Le perete keske tumi nagayala la hashta. Le merana na hasana nagayala la hashta. Father, we love you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus. Hold the hand of somebody near you, whether it's a married or a single person, and lift the hands up. And say after me, say, Father, I receive your grace. I receive the grace to be successful in marriage. I receive the grace to be successful in marriage. I receive the grace to be successful in marriage. I refuse to have marital failure. I declare that I shall succeed. Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every anti-marital spell, every witchcraft spell, every occultic spell, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, fighting my marriage, fighting my family, fighting my destiny, fighting my destiny, I reject today. No anti-marital curse, no family curse, no family covenant shall succeed against my life, against my destiny, against my future. In the name of Jesus,
I prophesy, I shall excel in marital relationship. I shall succeed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray.
Shall it be?
Please, for your category, go through what we have gone through. And if you are single, you have a double advantage, knowing what belongs to the single and what belongs to the married person. You are at a higher advantage than most people who are already married, because you have known many things ahead of time, and that means your marriage cannot fail. Please, relationship between man and wife and woman belongs only to marriage. Don't try it out in courtship. Don't try it out, boyfriend, girlfriend. Don't try it out. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. The things I said, I had the necessity of saying it because of the intractable problems that we keep on saying. We settle marriage problems all the time, all the time. And I believe that God will help us to make these programs more recurrent, so that we can see how far God will help us. People are connected from all over the world right now. Don't try it out. Keep yourself. If you are single, there is a grace that keeps a single person pure, holy, clean until they marry. Apply for that grace. You'll be kept pure. You'll be kept holy. You'll be kept clean until it is time to marry. And when you get married, then God can further assist you to remain pure and clean within the marital contest. He can give you that grace. In the precious name of Jesus. Hold the hands of somebody. And then, all right. Lose your hand. Just lift your two hands just by yourself. I want Dr. Miss Enenche to come. We're going to hold hands together like a blessing decree upon the people, for both singles and married. But while we are doing that, I want some group of people to come forward here, especially those who want to surrender their lives to Jesus today. You want to rededicate your life to God. You want an addiction broken, maybe a pornography addiction. It will affect you from getting married. Pornographic addiction, or what you call a masturbation. In masturbation, you are actually having a relationship with a spirit, right? And that can prevent you from getting married, and so on and so forth. Or maybe you are not serious spiritually. You want to live a life that is serious with God. You carry your Bibles and carry your bags and quickly come to the frontier as we pray for you. The rest of us, lift up your hands. Quickly come forward. Don't be the last to come. As you give your life to Christ and surrender, I give you the count of 7. 1. Quickly. 2. God bless you. 3. I see many who have come for the conference also coming out to surrender. 4.
I live for you.
5.
Alone. Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away.
Forward.
Give me my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
those of you right here and lift the other hand up and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness and mercy. Today it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and the grace to live for you is released upon you now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. Let's get the offering out of the way, and then we'll make this decree. I prophesy upon your hands. Supplies from the north, the south, the east, the west shall look for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute, pick up your offerings and let's drop it, and then we shall pray. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to bear. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Pass it on. I've got my mind made up.
And I won't turn back because I want to see Jesus someday.
I've got my mind. The Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
How many singles here believe that before this year God can still do something? I may not say you might get married, but I can say that God can show you who to get married to. How many married people here believe that God can make your marriage sweeter than everything you have seen? Stand up on your feet right now. Place your right hand on your head and leave the other hand up. Everyone watching via the satellite, let us know how blessed you are with this message. And I'm sure before the conference is out, we might announce another episode. I don't know whether it will be this year, but we'll announce it and we'll let you know. And the conference continues tomorrow, 9 a.m. The conventioning and deliverance service, it will be unusual. Tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. Then we continue morning, evening, till the worship and wonders night on Friday night. And of course, the December blessing Sunday. Place your right hand on your head. Dr. Miss Anencha will declare, I will declare, and then we shall be released. If you are a first timer in Dunamis Church, also come forward here and receive the blessing right in the front.
We pray for you together today in the name of Jesus. Pray this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I renounce every covenant working against my life. In the name of Jesus, every antimarital spell, I disconnect myself from you now. In the name of Jesus, every spell from my family lineage or from my ancestral lineage says marriages should not be successful, today I declare I now belong to the family of Jesus, and I declare that family curse and covenant is arrested from my life in the name of Jesus. Say today, I receive victory in marriage. I receive marital settlement. And I receive a sweet home, a good marriage, an enviable home in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name, and I pray for you now, in the name of Jesus, we declare today in agreement that every antimarital spell is hereby broken in the name of Jesus. I declare that everything that has fought you hitherto, that fight is arrested in the name of Jesus. We declare today the release of the help of God in your life, in your destiny, in your home, in your family, in the name of Jesus. We declare today the delay is over. We ask for healing of homes, healing of emotions, healings of families in the name of Jesus. And every family here trusting God for the fruit of the womb and the tension it has brought in the home, I declare the release of the blessings of God and the peace of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus.
I prophesy upon everyone here, any young girl, young man, up to the age to marry, and you are being delayed by ancestral curses, generational curses, family curses, spirit wife or spirit husband or spirit children, or serpentine spirit, by the mantle of God upon my life, I declare that power is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone that is currently in a wrong relationship, I command that God will open your eyes.
Amen.
And see what is right for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare that 2019, December 31st,
is
not permitted to arrive until you locate the right person.
Yes.
Until you have seen the right person.
Amen.
You will remember this convention by the fact that my God and your God,
amen,
connected you to the right person.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen,
your miracle wife, your miracle husband shall appear suddenly, and supernatural supplies shall be your portion. Every young girl, every young man, every young person, every young girl, every young man, every young person, every that is trusting God for financial resources to be established in marriage, I declare the resources are released in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to every home, every turbulent marriage, every troubled home. I declare peace. I declare tranquility.
Amen.
I declare serenity.
Amen.
I declare tranquility.
Amen.
I declare serenity.
Amen.
I declare peace in the home.
Amen.
I declare peace in the family.
Amen.
I declare peace in your house.
Amen.
I declare peace with your children.
Amen.
Every child that is wayward, I declare that they are arrested by the power of God. Every sickness in the family, HIV, sickle cell anemia, hepatitis, I declare healing right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Every family struggling financially, I prophesy financial breakthrough.
Yes.
Every family struggling with marital relationship, God give you the solution to it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare a new day for you.
Yes.
Every family whose marital wine has run out, I prophesy that from today, it shall be like a newly married couple.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hold the hand of somebody and lift the hand high up now. How many of you would like to pick up this message? Apart from picking it for yourself, please pick it for a friend. Whether single or married, let this message go out. Let families be saved. Let homes be saved. Husbands, please practice what you are taught. Wives, practice the things we are teaching. Respect your husband. Submit. Let love be practical. And let change. Let the change begin right now. And I believe it's a new day for you. One more time, I prophesy upon everybody. My God and your God bless and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Go and return back with your testimonies in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give the Lord a 60-second shout of victory. What is your testimony? What is your inheritance? What is your possession? And greater glory. That is your portion. Go forth and return back with your testimonies of greater glory. See you by 9 a.m. in the morning. Shake 7 hands. Congratulate them. Newcomers. Newcomers. Intending members. Step forward and let us receive you. Newcomers, new members, intending members. Step forward and let us receive you. God bless you. Quickly come forward.